If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right.
What's up with it? Your boy Torre is here.
Bonesu Thompson, hard to earn. You already know what it is.
Yeah, we back, B. Good to see you, man.
It's wonderful to see you, man.
Good to see you. Before we even get into the episode, congratulations. To you.
What did I do, sir?
You did something amazing.
Did I?
This past week, yes.
So did you.
Well, actually, yeah, it was. It was the both of us.
I mean, I think B.I.G. is proud, man.
Yeah, now we put on for Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
We put on for
Life
Brooklyn
After Death, 25th anniversary in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Restoration Plaza. It was a beautiful evening, man.
Shout out to everybody that came out, everyone that supported, all the sponsors, and we'll get into all of that. Actually, I got a chance to catch a little bit of the video. The video looks amazing. So the video and the audio looks amazing. So I think the people are going to get a bonus episode of Hard to Earn.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
We might have to put that
Christmas
on
early.
We might have to put that on Patreon. We have to put that behind a paywall.
Seriously. I'm going to have to come up with some scratch for that.
Yeah, nah, but the episode was amazing again. Shout out to everybody that was there. And we back in the studio to give it to you again.
Absolutely. That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do, man. What we got today?
30 years ago.
That's a long time.
30 years ago.
That's a long time.
Liggity long. 30 years ago, Dos Effects gave us their debut album, Dead Serious.
Dead Serious.
Where were you in the, what was it, April of 1992?
Yeah, April of 1992, and I was a buck. I was a super shorty. But I mean, very much hip, a B-boy.
For sure.
Very much deep in hip-hop. I was, you know, I loved Dos Effects. They were new. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, you think about it, 92, like the biggest song in 92 was probably Troy, right? Mm. You know what I mean? Maybe 91, 92, whatever. Like around, it's like Troy, Tribe Called Quest is on fire.
Right.
You know, the Native Tongues are killing it, you know, with De La Soul, Jungle Brothers, all of that. LL Still LL. You know, Kane is kind of on the decline, you know what I'm saying? So it's a new era, a new crop, Gangstar's coming on the scene.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And EPMD was still those dudes.
For sure, for sure.
But, you know, Parrish handles his business, so he started bringing other dudes.
Right.
Redman, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, legend. And then Dos Effects come, these grimy Brooklyn and T-Neck, New Jersey, had the dreads.
With the dreads, yeah.
They had the Carhartt.
40 Belows.
40 Belows, you know what I'm saying? Just grimy dreads. You know what I'm saying? Just grimy. I mean, their first video, they're literally in the sewer.
In the sewer.
Yeah, in the sewer.
Actually, in the sewer.
I mean, you know, I mean, if you can't get any more literal than that, they were coming from the underground. You know what I'm saying?
That's a whole different. They took the underground to a whole other level.
Man, they were literally like a motherfucker on the nose. So, yeah.
For sure, for sure.
But, I mean, I remember being a super shorty and, like, mesmerized. Like, wow.
Yeah.
These dudes, I've never heard anything like this.
For sure.
I mean, lyrical acrobatics at its best.
It was, you know, because we were watching the evolution of hip hop in this moment, right? It went from the hip to the hippie to getting a little more lyrical, you know, once Rakim changes the game.
Absolutely.
LL changes the game. Mm-hmm. EPMD brings something different to the game. Mm-hmm. You already made reference to like P-Rock and CL and what they were doing. So, Tribe, what they were doing with the Native Tongue family.
And the Unsung Cats, like, you know, I was a huge DOC fan, you know.
Oh, shout out to DOC.
Yeah, like, massive DOC fan, shout, you know.
The West Coast.
The
funny thing about this album, so it came in April of 92, and they actually make reference on a song called East Coast, where they putting on for the East Coast that we'll get into later. But boy, oh boy, nobody knew what was right around the corner.
Mm-mm.
The Chronic dropped at the end of 92.
They snatched the coast right back.
And how they say nothing was the same? Nothing.
Ever again.
But Dos Effects came with this different style. It was something different that we weren't used to.
Right.
And as I listen back 30 years later, I have a whole lot to say about it now, in hindsight, retrospect.
I'm sure you do.
But in the moment, it was the freshest, illest.
Freshest, illest.
Dopest shit. It was so, like verbal gymnastics, right? It
so
was
singular.
It was very exciting to hear this new style and the way that they developed it and put it together. It was fire. You ready to get to it, B?
Let's go, man.
Let's go. They come right out the gate, or rather right out the sewer.
Yo, riggity row.
Yo, that's the first thing you said to me on album.
Let's see how I'm approach this.
I'm gonna broach this.
Fuck it. Riggedy Row.
Riggedy Row is a wild way to start that album.
Indeed, but it grabbed your attention.
For sure.
It grabbed your attention, man. I mean, this beat is still so hard. I mean, listening to this album in 2022 is a very interesting listen. And we'll have much to say for sure. But this is one of those beats, man, that like was grabbed my attention from jump. From the first time I heard it, loved it, never stopped loving it. It still bangs today. You know, and that's it shows just the genius of Daz Effects at the time.
For sure.
We weren't hearing anything like this. I mean, these dudes, they put so many references, man. The volume of references and the
whole album is a commercial.
Bro, like, but it's like a library of pop culture, like,
right?
From serial names to pop phrases to TV slogans.
Yeah,
I mean, like they just run the gamut. They put so much into one bar. You know, they string these. It's not even a straight line of thought. It's just like
it's fragments. All over the place.
It's like a collage painting. Almost like a collage painting. You know, so
or like a patchwork quilt.
Yeah.
Shout out to Derek Lynch and Chris Charity, known as Solid Scheme, mm-hmm. who were there. Producers, and I like that because obviously EPMD has their own sound, mm-hmm. and Redman had his own sound, mm-hmm. but was derived from what Eric Sermon was given. And Daz Effects stuck with their guys, Solid Scheme. They had great chemistry, and the beats didn't suffer at all. You know, they didn't because these guys weren't the biggest names or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the production was subpar, and it fit so well for what they were doing and what they were giving. Yeah. Mic check, yes. I think it's a great way to set the album off. It's wild energy. It lets you know exactly what you're getting into, which we don't know.
I still don't know what we've been into for 30 years. I still don't know. But I know there's some slick ass lines though. You know, I mean, you know, Jewels plus Dreads, Chicks call me Goldilocks. Like, I mean, like it's a lot of slick shit on here, man. And I mean, it's one of those, you know, what I appreciated about Daz was, you can't just hear them. You gotta listen. They force you to listen.
For sure.
Flows are so, you know, attractive, and they got so many pockets. It's crazy, right? It's a wonderland of fucking pockets and flows, but they have so many references, like you don't know what they're talking about. No pork sausages, mom. You know what I'm saying? Like talking about vegetarianism. Like it's all fucking layered. So, you know, to have one stream of thought to make a ball, have another one to make a second ball. These guys put like several things into one ball and like just keep stacking them. So it's kind of impressive in that regard.
I freakity freak it from here to Bangladesh. I'm rippity ripping flesh because I get fresh like this. Swish, swiggity swish, kid, you get done. Squish for fun. I riggity rhyme like no one. That's it. They rhyme like no one else that time, man. But it was a dope joint. Thought it was an ill way to set off the album. Great chemistry, great energy. What'd you give it?
I think Mic Check is perfect, man.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It's a perfect record.
I think, like, again, the creativity, the hook, the beat. It's
wiggity wow.
Yeah, I know. Wiggity wow. So the thing what I love about Daz is that I thought for years I've always felt like this was one of the most lyrical albums because they literally take nothing and make artwork. Right. It's almost like they just take cans from the street and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, we got like, you know, a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck did they do that? Like, they take absolutely nothing. Nothing really makes sense, but they make it make sense. There's a certain genius to that.
For sure. I don't know if they make it make sense, but they make it work.
They make it work. Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't always make sense. Absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, I mean, you know, they called me Butterfingers because I jiggity drop Nuff Styles. Like, just like
Nuff Styles. Iggity, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Just, yeah, man. Like, they were just on to something totally different.
Yeah.
And what I loved about it was it was so unique. Some may say gimmicky, right? But it was so unique.
I think it became gimmicky when folks started biting.
Right.
Like, these dudes, they're the pioneers. They set it off. Everybody from Chip Foo to Stretch.
They went
borrowed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They borrowed.
So at the time
then their second album they deviated from the Iggity.
Right. They actually got pressure.
Right.
They let the game edge them out. They let the game fuck them up. They were supposed to double down or reinvent themselves somehow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they gave away their superpowers and then came back and it was like Clark Kent. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the same.
I like the second album.
It ain't this.
Their albums for me was like crazy, cool, crazy, cool. Because when they came with the real hip hop album, it went hard again.
Yeah.
I didn't give it a 10, but I did give it a 9.
Okay.
Give it a 9. Sure. Solid joint. I mean, for me, a 10 is Is it a great record? Absolutely. Is it a classic record? For sure. But is it 10 worthy? Is it like...
Because, again, because number one, there was nothing. I also had to give it Pioneer credit. There was nothing else like this. Like, you haven't even heard anything. Like, all the greats, Kane was doing, like, he was rapping fast.
Right.
You still ain't hearing anything like that. This is before Twista and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was just so original. I remember being, like, my mind was blown listening for this for the first time. And even now, like, removing who I am today and, like, all the rap we've got. I mean, we just talked about Life After Death. Like, so forget about 97, but I'm saying, like, 1991, 92, coming off of, like, you know, NWA and Gangsta, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah. It was refreshing.
I'm like, I've never, yeah. And to this day, nobody's really done what they did on this album. So
I love how creative and inventive hip hop was at one point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and this is definitely...
It was so diverse.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This is the
92 was a great year.
Super stamp of that, of originality, right, of doing something to separate yourself, to not sound like these guys, even the guys in the crew with.
Man.
EPMD didn't sound like Redman. Didn't sound like Dice. And then you think about K-Solo, and then you think about even as Keith Murray came into the picture. So, man, great joint, great way to set up the album. As we continue on... Just a Men.
Ooh.
Just a Men. That's on the mic.
That's a heavy one too, man.
That's a heavy joint.
You remember the remix of this?
Oh, the Pete Rock remix?
Oh, God. Wee.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wee.
Good Lord.
Oh,
yeah,
wee.
No, the Pete Rock remix.
I love this song.
But that Pete Rock remix
something. Wow, and that came
different, man. Did you watch Pete Rock's Unsung?
I didn't catch it. I was working.
Right. Same here.
Getting ready for this.
I didn't get a chance to catch it, but I'm definitely gonna.
But I posted about it. I was super excited. Big cultural content.
For sure.
And you know, Pete doesn't do a lot of press. You know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure of being in the studio with him the end of last year.
So did I.
And he just like, well, I mean, you were probably cooking up.
Making records.
Yeah, no. He actually he had a session where he just wanted to talk to like, you know, a couple of folks in media, and he just like went through all his best samples. I mean, Shut Him Down remix and The World Is Yours. I mean, like, and I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, I don't have to pay for this? Like, this is amazing. Like, why is this at the Apollo or something? This is incredible. So anyway, also play some of his new artist to Amir, who's also fire.
Word up.
Pete still has it, by the way. I don't know why Griselda not buying beats off of Pete Rock.
Oh, like, no, Pete definitely still got it.
Pete definitely still got it. I don't know why these dudes not buying beats off of Pete, but...
New shit and the old disc. He still got some shit on the old disc,
sure,
too. But yeah, he definitely... Shout to Chaka Boy Wonder, Pete Rock. So although we love the Pete Rock remix,
the
album version was not produced by Pete Rock.
It's
a solid scheme.
It's still fire.
The bounce is crazy.
They both eat food.
They go crazy.
They both eat.
Listen, we've spoken about this various times before. I'm a sucker for Slick Rick flows, Slick Rick songs, Slick Rick sample. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in. So just a man that's on the mic using that Slick Rick sample, and they just going in. They trading back to backs. They giving you lines. They giving you bars. They giving you flows. Tons of references. You got something over there?
I sits them. I stands them. I brand them like Zorro. I shot the D'Agostino 4 with pack of Stella Doro. You remember Stella Doro's?
Of course I do.
Yummy.
Yummy. I don't know if I ever had any.
You never had? They're delicious. I was mad they called them breadsticks. They are cookies.
They cookies?
They're British cookies. They're delicious.
Well, maybe
man,
that's what they call them across the pond.
Biscuits. That's what they call them. Biscuits.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
The thing about this album for me is, as I'm listening to it, it's just a lot of nothing, though.
Yes.
It's a lot of nothing.
It's a lot of nada.
It's a whole lot of nada. They make it sound good, but as I'm listening back, I'm like, I was really into this album.
Because we were children. First of all, the majority of the album is nursery rhymes, man.
For sure.
We were kids.
All cartoons or phrases or commercials.
We're just coming out of the cartoon era.
Right.
Right? So still kind of connected. We still eating. We watching karate on Saturday, we still got the big bowl of cereal.
Big bowl of cereal.
We're kids.
I might not have had milk either.
Wow.
I might not, because I, like I said,
yeah, hey, we look.
We came, we, I, you know what I mean?
Hey,
it was a different time.
We here now.
It was a different time.
Now.
I could afford all time. Almond milk, oat milk, all the milks.
We had
all the variations.
It was no oat milk.
Definitely was not.
There was no oat milk back then.
It might have been powdered milk.
There was no oat milk. Yes.
It might have been powdered milk.
That was for the baby. That was for the baby moms. But anyway, my point is like, we were still coming up. We were super, very much into hip hop, especially East Coast guys, lyricism. Mm. So to have all of that and then have these, watching Mad TV, No Park Soldiers, mom, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, these references, it spoke directly to us. How could you be a 13, 12-year-old B-boy and not love Daz FX in 92?
It was great marketing, too, but they didn't capitalize off of it. They got, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, they named all these brands.
Yeah, they
like,
just name dropping all these different brands.
Wiz, y'all should have got like,
Steve Stout would have had a field day with this. Oh, man, you know what I mean? There was tons of ways that they could have capitalized off of it. But yeah, like I said, man, dope joint. I love the beat. I love the Slick Rick sample. I love what they did to it. The only thing that makes this song a better song is when you get to the Pete Rock remix.
For sure, 100%.
It's another 9 for me.
Another 9, okay, 9.5 for me.
9.5? Solid joint. Let me ask you this.
I used to fraggle rock ya, but now I fraggle stone ya.
Alona, I can't swim. I'm lamping in my hoodie.
And I get down and boogie, oogie, oogie.
Cause we're.
Come on, man. Come on.
Dre?
Man. What makes you do that in the middle of your verse? But anyway.
Dre or Books?
Why are we doing this?
Because this is what we do.
Why are we doing this?
Because it's not simple to earn.
They're the Wonder Twins, man.
Because it's not easy to earn.
It's not easy to earn.
It's hard to earn.
They are Wonder Twins, man.
They're the Wonder Twins.
They're Wonder Twins, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Wonder Twins. They won. Telling you, man.
Okay. I had another question, but I'm going to leave it.
I thought Scoob's name was so ill, by the way.
It's the Books in Reverse.
That's so ill. Yeah. That's so ill.
But Crazy Drazy is just Crazy Drazy.
That's just Crazy Drazy. That's why he set off his album.
that's why he came in the booth talking about Riggedy Row, right?
Like a nut.
So now we move into the Daz FX Museum, I suppose.
100%.
I suppose we're at the Daz FX.
This is the biggest Daz FX song ever.
Okay. Yeah. They won FX. Take it away.
They won FX. Anomaly, man. We didn't know like what the fuck we were. Again, we were struck. Like, we were frozen when we first heard this song. I mean, what the fuck are these? Who are these guys?
What are they talking about?
What the fuck are they talking about?
Why they look like that?
Why can't I stop listening?
And why can't I stop listening?
I'm like,
very, very valuable question.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, super valid
like
question.
It's that infectious, man. Like, what are they talking about? Some of this shit sounds familiar. None of this shit matches.
Right.
Like, it's like somebody just got dressed in the dark, you know what I'm saying? But somehow they look fly as fuck.
Somehow it just works.
Talent of creator, I don't know, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just made it work, man. But like, again, brilliant lyricism, lyrical acrobatics, wild references.
Wild this record is like a game record with name drops. It's so many references.
So many.
And here it's just like chock full.
Okay. And he means Doug Game, by the way, if y'all didn't catch that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah, I mean, but even the way like they set
JC
up, the way they set up the whole, you know, my thigh bones connect, my hip bones connected to my thigh bone, mm-hmm. elbows connect my knee bones connected to my hearty ha ha. And then he goes to the whole funny bone thing, like hearty ha ha funny bone,
right.
That's brilliant, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, nobody was doing this back then, man.
It was genius. It was like that connective train of or way of thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that just it was real like abstract. But if you break it down line for line, it doesn't make sense together, it's connected somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, literally. This genius in that. So here's something.
And then like the tongue twisters, right?
Right.
The jibbity jabba joe is jabbing at your funny bone. You know what I'm saying?
Like, jibbity yowza. I got crazy smarts like that kid.
Skip the Ovaltine. I'd rather have my honeycomb. Like just, what?
Right.
And yet I'm like, yeah. What? I don't know what that means, but yeah.
It was so much product placement. It was so much familiarity right?
Yeah. There's no way they should have been rich.
Oh, yeah, they definitely should have got to the bag.
They should have
But it was like, we were so familiar with all of these different brands and phrases and things that they was talking about. Right. That's another thing that kept us
the TV generation
drawn in, right? The super TV generation.
Absolutely.
I oftentimes compare Daz FX to Migos.
Oh, I like this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I like where you're going.
Because people say, oh, yo, it's mumble rap. It's this. It doesn't make sense.
People say Migos is mumble rap?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yeah. You know the purists.
Mumble
you know the,
you know the pu- I know the mumble rappers.
They so purified.
Same label.
They so
you can find the mumble rappers on the same
they
label.
Over there,
they over there.
QC.
But you got, wrong. Same house, wrong relatives.
wrong room. Studio B.
Yo.
Studio B.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, Migos catches a lot of flack. I think that Migos is this generation's Daz FX. Now, granted, they've been here for years at this point now. But
and that's a great comparison.
Yeah,
because
when you listen to it, if you just listen on the surface, you might be like, what are they talking about, right? Or how does that make sense or whatever. But it sounds amazing. And if you really get into it, they be rapping. And it be wild flows, and it be wild pockets.
Wild references.
And it be wild tongue twisted.
Yeah.
And it be wild melodic.
Seriously,
and it be wild... So I'm like, yo, like, Because you're a hip-hop purist and you love Dos Effects, but what were they talking about? Tell me what they were talking about.
Great comparison. At least Migos gave us a little more of the lifestyle. Like, we see it a little more. We see them in the club, the champagne, you know what I'm saying? Shorty in the whip, blah, 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 right. type of whip. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they actually have...
Dos Effects gave you their lifestyle. They was in the sewers. They came up with 40 Belows on. Bruh. They might have stunk.
They
like, they, I mean, well, shit.
One of them, they were shitting on themselves also, right?
We'll get there. Yeah, we actually one song away. That's a wow. You know what? Let's finish talking about. Let's get out the museum before we go to the shitter.
So they want effects. I mean,
one thing about They Want Effects that I do want to point out is that it was produced by Dos Effects, actually.
Oh, right. I forgot.
It's the first joint that was not credited as Solid Scheme on the album.
That's
so.
Fire, though, man, for that to be your first single, 1991. You know, album came out in 92. That song, the single came out in 91. Again, sounding like that lyrically and also producing the beat. I mean, not our favorite beat, but like, right. it wasn't right. trash. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Lil Finesse had that same sample.
Did it?
Yeah.
On what, the EP?
On, I think it was on the Return of the Funky Man album.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was on the Funky Technician album.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, on the Funky Technician album.
There's so much to say about this song.
I mean, I do say that, again, I have the word gimmicky in here, right? Because mm-hmm. it's so... As you listen to this shit, and it's very intentional right. that they pull in references from commercials and that they pull in phrases and that right. they pull in slogans and all of that. So it could be looked at as a gimmick, but it didn't come off as corny.
It wasn't gimmicky because they really weren't, just what we said, they were not taking advantage of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was gimmicky, then like they'd be doing this for some kind of game,
right, right.
hopefully monetarily. They were not. This was all just creativity.
It was creativity, but it was also almost like a cheat code because, like, you're familiar with these phrases. You're familiar with Thundercats and all of these different slogans and all of these different jingles right. that come from commercials. So it's almost like using a loop that everybody knows. It's like a cheat code. It's like you're already halfway there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a cheat code. I think that's brilliant. That's almost like that's my superpower. You can't say Wolverine's, you know, he's cheating because he's using his talents. You know what I'm saying?
He
like he's not
he cheated.
That's who he is. That's what he got. You know what I'm saying? Superman can fly. Like that's what he has.
So if Mike Checker got a 10, then They Want Effects.
They Want Effects. Actually, I don't love They Want Effects more than Mike Checker.
Do tell.
I don't. Again, you know how we rank this, right? If it's a 10. Now, we're familiar with the They Want Effects beat. Right. It comes on in the club. It comes on anywhere.
Right, right.
We immediately perk up. We know what it is.
Right.
But I don't love that beat.
Me either. It was never one of my favorite beats.
Exactly. Mike Checker's beat is better than They Want Effects beat.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Why did They Want Effects work then?
There was nothing like it. At all. We had never heard anything like that. Mind you, this is before Mike Checker.
Right.
This is before anything.
Right.
This is the very
lead
first.
Single.
This
right.
is the very. They were not. They didn't have an appearance on the EPMD album.
Right.
This is the
first introduction to them.
And we're like, what the fuck is this?
You can remember like a Saturday night mix show, it playing, and you probably, instantly like, yo, what
the fuck is that? And then you see them for the first time on Video Music Box.
And you're like,
yo,
what?
These niggas look like they look like the niggas on the corner.
They look like that sound.
They look like they.
They look like how they sound.
They look like how they sound.
They look. When I saw Crazy Drazy, I was like, that's the nigga that sound ringing around.
That's the sewer. Yo, that's crazy. Yeah, man. So that's why, to answer your question, that's why that song worked, man. It was absolutely nothing
for sure.
1991 that for sure. sounded like They Want Effects.
Super original. But with all of that said, I gave it a 9.
I gave it a 9.
Gave it a 9?
Gave it a 9.
All right. So we spoke a little earlier about this particular...
You want to get into some shit?
Oh, God. This guy.
You want to get into some shit?
This guy here. This guy's so witty with it. Yo, why is that... So we're moving into Lucy's, ladies and gentlemen, of song number 4
Lucy.
Of the Dos Effects.
I remember Lucy.
With the fat, juicy watermelon coming out the store. Special ed, right? They sampled a special ed.
Yes. Who's talking about an actual female Lucy.
A human being.
Human being, Lucy.
With a fat butt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? From Brooklyn.
Right. And they turned it into their butts, which were leaking.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
So now we can get into some shit, B.
We can get into some shit.
Yeah, some other shit.
Lucy, yeah. I thought the special ed flip was clever.
Special ed was talking about a human being.
I know that. That's why it's a flip. Because they're not. They're talking like it's a rap song about diarrhea.
Have we ever?
Which actually is on brand because they're straight from the sewer.
Yeah, that's that makes sense, but it don't make no sense, bro.
Why don't make sense?
Because why are you making a song about having diarrhea? Because
we've all had it.
Why do? But nobody wants. Nah, bro.
I mean, Biz made a song about picking buggers.
I suppose.
Yeah,
he did.
It's life.
It is. Certain parts of life we choose not to highlight, though.
Yo, Tori's so uncomfortable right now.
Yo, now I got diarrhea. Knowing my constipation, I'm very regular. Very regular.
Very regular. You gotta be regular, man.
Yo, bro, it's a wild concept for a song.
He got hit in the. All right, you know what? And also, right, this song is.
Make it make sense. No. Make it make sense.
I'm not gonna make it make sense. This song shows you, like, you know, they actually had storytelling ability.
Right, right.
They had
right.
great. They had storytelling.
So this is the first concept. It's yeah, first
concept
song.
Like, you know, album. They did it well. You can see it. You know, Scoob is playing ball, catches an elbow. Like, you know.
Does that trigger diarrhea if you get hit in the stomach?
It can. Yeah.
Could it?
Yeah. Like I've definitely seen like dudes get punched in the stomach and like yeah, like they had to go.
I've never been hit so hard.
Never. Same thing. Yeah. You know, never. But yes, it's absolutely possible.
Okay. Cool.
Absolutely possible.
So in my notes,
also depends on your breakfast too. You know, that bran muffin may not like, have been a bad idea.
High in fiber.
Before you wanted to go dunk on people. Fiber.
You want to load up on carbs, but not too much right. fiber. So I got the beat is fire.
Beat is tough.
Right.
Is
Dre tough. Sets it off. He's out at the club, kicking it. That's a crazy wow. That's a wild night.
Wild night.
Yep. He's in the club. He sees Shorty kicking it.
First of all, his flow is stupid on this.
Oh, nah, he's going crazy.
The bops?
The bounce crazy.
Let's get into it.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get into Lucy's. It's our first listen of the show, and we'll come back and we'll talk about it some more. Yeah, we do it, man. It's hard to earn.
I'm not trying to put too much of your business in the street, right?
But you out, you hang out, you know, you might have been having a conversation with a lovely young lady once or twice in your life.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever been mid-conversation talking that shit? You're trying to take her back to the sewer to do her.
That's where he had to go after that. He had to go to the sewer.
Oh, no. It was going to end up in the sewer one way or another.
Regardless.
And you needed to hush because you felt Lucy bubbling. Yo, fit.
When has being silent ever stopped diarrhea? Tell me that. He's like, hope nobody move. No, shut up, nobody move. Don't say a word.
No, it's like
it'll go away. If you stop, like, stop it's talking,
like,
it'll go
it's
away.
It's like when you park in your car and you got to turn the music down to parallel park. It's the same shit. It's like everything nothing, be quiet so nothing, I can focus on nothing. Making so I can focus on making my bowels act accordingly.
Nigga said I had to hush. Yo, first of all, who uses the word hush for themselves?
Finn, because he had to, he said, I needed a bush. He was in a club.
I got it.
I'm sure had a facility.
Yo, maybe he was in Miami, yo.
Because oh, he's outdoor shit.
It's Art Deco decor, yo.
Yo, fam, you mad big with 40 below trying to shit in the bushes? What are you doing, man?
Yo!
What are you doing, man?
Stop. He shitted on the court.
Yeah!
And went home with shitty legs.
Because he had shorts.
There was no water fountain in the park.
It was. He might have been playing right by the crib.
Son, you can't go in your building with shit running on your legs. Where's his bush?
Where's his bush? He said the girls was like, ew.
Yeah. They weren't in the sewer?
Yo, fam. I made it to the crib leaving behind a trail of dookie on some Hansel and Gretel shit. He left a trail.
Yo,
just in case Drazy needed to figure out where he was at. He started here.
Fuck breadcrumbs.
Yo, fam. Oh. All right, man.
Anyway, man.
Back to Solid Scheme on the production. Yeah. Lucy is hilarious. It's conceptual. It's the first concept we get into for that album. It's just a wild record,
It's
a wild record.
What did you score it?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I give it an 8.
Yeah. I have an 8 here. But that's why I said I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I give it an 8. Because it's super creative. It's funny.
It's more entertaining. I'm giving it an 8.5 because it's more entertaining with you right here in this moment. Sorry, that's when I was listening to it, it was an 8.
I might need to give it 8.5.
It's 8.5 now because I'm with Gang, and it's mad funny.
Recap is just ridiculous. Yo, fam. It's so ridiculous.
Why are you running away with shit running down your leg,
But he said it was 86. So if he's like 21, right? This was an even. That still doesn't make it. Yeah,
Nah, bro, you too old for that shit.
That don't match up, brother.
Literally and figuratively.
If you're 14, you know not to fucking run in that.
My son is 14 right now. He plays ball. If he ever came home with shit running down his leg, he got to get back out. Go back outside. That's wild.
You couldn't come in the house if you stepped in shit. You gonna come in the house with your own shit on your leg? Like, what? You kidding me?
Yo, fam, if you're not a newborn baby, it's unacceptable.
So you're not a toddler?
It's unacceptable. Yeah. So, definitely the most entertaining song on the album thus far. I'm very thoroughly amused by it all. As we continue on, man. Dumb Dumbs. Take it away, B.
Dumb Dumb is a dumb song, man. It's a pretty dumb song, man.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Dumb Dumbs was my shit, too.
I get it.
Yep. But when I was listening to it,
it was a bop.
I was like, damn, this used to really be my record.
2022? That's a dumb song.
Used to be.
Wow, misogynistic, son.
Used to be my record.
Wow, misogynistic. Super childish.
Right.
Like, they like the hating dudes who couldn't get ass, so they just want all the fucked up shit to happen to women, man. Like, you know, you trying to prove shit to your boys. Like, it's just toxic masculinity, misogyny.
Well, I mean, Scoob's verse is about Loretta, you know, who used to kick it with Stan.
He's being petty.
Definitely being petty.
Because you in the sewer with your fucking 40 belows. Like,
Stan went to jail. Now, you know, look at me now, honey, because it's the morning after. I'm dapper. Absolutely not, by the way.
And you're an underground rapper. That don't really go together.
Yeah, like,
dapper, nappy, underground.
It rhymes.
You could be dapper today and nappy, but it rhymes. In 1992?
Nah, you just look crazy. Nah. You know, but he took it to the show, they smoked, and then they smashed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
Dumb Dumb.
He was being petty, and then I brought it to my boys to show them how dumb she was. It's like, yeah, man. I mean, there's not a lot to say about the song.
I said the beat is cool. The rhymes leave a little to be desired.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It doesn't really age well either, man.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy Drazy knows a stuck up chick that was in an abusive relationship.
He's almost like glad that she got her wrist broken, man. That's fucked up.
That's not good, Dre.
That's fucked up,
that's
man.
Not good, man. Help the young lady out.
She's dumb, dumb. Come on, man.
Run DMC sample in it. I like that. I love these little nuggets. These little
great samples on the album.
Yes, solid scheme, man. Super dope with the production. I wish we would have heard more from them and of them.
I feel like the same way it dies, man.
Yeah, for sure. What did you give Dumb Dumbs?
7.
Gave it a 7.
Yeah.
Oh, you really big drop.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. It just didn't age well. It's again super childish, misogynistic. Yeah. Not even, you know. Slick Rick was misogynistic, but he was funny as fuck. And
Slick
you know,
Rick is the greatest.
Watch your mouth. Yeah. No, he's the god.
Nope.
I'm saying,
nope.
But
the greatest. That's it.
Okay, done.
7.5 over here.
7.5. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Same neighborhood.
All right, we're gonna stay in that neighborhood.
Same shitty block.
East Coast.
Oh.
So this is a time, B, when obviously hip hop originated here on the East Coast, and then after a while we start getting. It starts to get more regional. You know, we start to hear from the South. Mm-hmm. We definitely start to hear from the West Coast. And as the hip hop and music starts to travel, people start putting their spin on it and talking about the things that interest them and talking about their neighborhoods and where they come from. And the stronghold that the East Coast has on hip hop. See, because at that point, everybody wanted to impress New York, right?
Absolutely.
You can talk to any rapper from that time. Right. They wanted respect in New York.
They wanted
to get play in New York. They wanted the respect from the other MCs that came from New York.
Absolutely.
It was a rite of passage. It was a thing. Even if you was doing your thing in your hood, in your community or whatever, you wanted that New York respect because you knew that this was the foundation
of it
all.
It started in the parks. You know, it started about getting getting on the mic and impressing your neighborhood. So was the same thing. You know, you want to impress your borough. You want to impress your block. You want to impress your city. You want to impress your state. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it goes from there. And then because this, New York was the Mecca, everybody's trying to impress.
Right.
You know?
So, you want to impress your counterparts as well.
But at the same time, 92... West Coast is they killing it.
Like I said,
NWA is leading the way. The
Chronic is Cube. Right around the corner too.
Chronic's right around the corner. But also remember, we're coming off of Cube. Mm-hmm. This is solo Cube,
right?
Like he's that guy right now.
But Cube had to come to the East Coast to get it.
He did have to come.
He came to the East Coast to get
them beats.
You know what I'm saying?
He had to come to Public Enemy land to get them beats.
You know what I'm saying? So there's still a need for that East Coast representation, that sound have you.
And cosign, yeah.
For sure. But East Coast out here, I got the drums are hard. The drums are super hard. I love that. I forget what that actual drum sample is, but I love those drums. Anytime somebody uses those drums in any variation, I'm like, oh, the drum. They just go.
This is just a hard joint, and they black out. I mean, this is uber lyrical, man.
Yeah, nah, they going uber for lyric. It. Books thinks it's Shy Dad, Rico Suave.
Brooklyn's in the house of motherfuck Rico Suave. I don't mean to dish you, but excuse me, mister.
Why you treat my son Gerardo like that, man? Son,
come on now. You saw those jeans. You saw them boots.
Those are jeans everybody wearing these days.
No, not in 92.
Somebody got those jeans on right now.
We weren't wearing those jeans in 92.
Oh, yeah, nah. But the jeans we were wearing were rather ridiculous as well.
100%.
Rather ridiculous 100%. As well.
It might have been cross colors.
Crazy Drazy uses New Kids as a punchline. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they putting on for East Coast. Kids. They shout out a bunch of their inspirations and East Coast icons on the joint. Overall, solid joint, man. What'd you give it?
9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's super high.
Yeah, I love East Coast.
Dope. East Coast. I gave it an 8.
You gave it an 8?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I gave
it
an 8.
You scored Lucy higher than East Coast. That's a little wild.
But at least Lucy had. Well, this has a concept.
I feel like you asked me like who's better, Dre, Scoop, right?
Here we go.
No. It's still even. But my point is, I feel like this is like one of this song is one of their like most impressive lyrical exhibitions.
Yeah, it's both like of them actual
like,
song.
Like they don't take any real bars. I mean, it's their type of bars, right? Like all the rappers, but it's like they don't take any bars off. They both murder it. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like on this album, like yeah, I can't. I mean, it's up there with like Mike Checker and Jessamyn. You know what I mean? Which I think are like you know the my two favorites, top two joints. But lyrically, it's right up there with them. You know, it doesn't have like the. It's a little lesser than those
it's
songs.
It's solid. Yeah, yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, but it's definitely like superior to like Lucy and definitely Dumb Dumb.
You know? Did it make you laugh as hard as Lucy's?
No,
that rests my case. If only it sounded like this.
Oh. I love this beat, man. Mm. I love this beat, yo, man. I love this sample.
Floor creaking. Yeah, hard.
And then they pause. They ride it so well, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Jazzy Dimes. Can we get into that one a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a little pause for the calls. We'll get into If Only, Rockin' Hell, Hard to Earn. You know the vibes. Yo, those horns, when those horns come in on the hook.
Woo!
Swoof, yeah. That's it. That's the icing on the cake right there.
I like Jazzy Dimes effects, man.
That's the icing on the cake right there. Oh, man. Crazy. Anything stand out to you lyrically on it?
I mean, I just like the delivery, you know. Throw bolos like Han Solo, come rough like Chewbacca. Like, they just. It's like that drunken style, man. Like, they. Definitely. It's so tough. I love the beat. You know, the horn sample on the hook is crazy. Even the piano, you know, the jazzy piano during the verses. But, like, they ride it so well. Like, they slow it down a little bit. East Coast was so fast. It was like a riptide delivery. Mm-hmm. This one, man, they just. That drunken style slow bopping you, man.
Crazy.
But still killing it, man. You know, with crazy references.
And I pop enough shit like Doug Llewellyn. You remember Doug Llewellyn from the People's Court? You remember the People's Court?
Yeah, I do remember the People's Court.
You know when they used to do like the post interview, dude that was standing there?
Yo, his name was Doug.
That's Doug Llewellyn. He used to talk
mad shit.
Wow, that's flagrant. Mad
funny, that's a
he's a talk wow.
See what I'm saying? You gotta listen to these dudes, man.
Yo, I don't know if I stay home too much or whatever the case, but when I heard that.
Come on now, we were TV generation.
When
man.
I heard that Doug Llewellyn line back in 92, because in the back of my mind, I always think. Yo, he talk mad crazy to people. He lucky the cameras is on.
That's why he talking crazy now. Yeah,
clearly doesn't matter in 2022.
Not at all.
But Yeah, I always loved that line. Like, that line always stuck out to me because I don't know if I was, like, a super nerd, why I knew Duke's name or whatever. I think he used to say it.
Always been rappers.
Yeah, just a big fact. So, yeah.
I didn't even get that line. That's fire, man.
Pop enough shit like Doug Llewellyn. Yeah. That always stood out to me. What'd you give it, Phonely?
I gave it only an 8.5.
8.5 over here as well. Yeah. Dope joint. Love the beat. Yep. Love how they was, like you said, man, they just really laid into the beat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
buckle your snaggle if your pussy. Yeah.
Breaking up the lines into the next syllable. Yeah. Like, all of that shit.
They
was
slow
super creative.
Feeding it to you, yeah, right? Yeah, like, it's crazy. Yeah,
yeah. Super, super creative.
Aesthetically crazy, man.
All right, man. Brooklyn to T-Neck.
Brooklyn to T-Neck, man.
We're taking from BK to Jersey. Yeah. So, Scoob is from Brooklyn.
Scoob is from Brooklyn, bro.
Crazy Drazy is from T-Neck, New Jersey. New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Very simple title, Brooklyn to T-Neck.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's very clear, on the news.
Brooklyn
to
T-Neck.
Got it. Yep.
That's it.
That's where we're from. Two guys. Two states.
us together.
Two states. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a typical, you know, typical Daz record, man.
All of references, though, are very of the time. There's the Al Bundy reference on there.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, we already spoke about the People's Court. Like, the references are very much of that era. We loved Al Bundy, right? We loved Married
Still
with Children.
Still do.
Crazy came with a different flow at the end of it. Yeah. So even with all of the creativity that we've been hearing on the album, Dre went again and came with a whole other flow to end off his verse. So, man, it's a dope joint. What'd you give it?
8.
Gave it an 8 as well.
Solid joint.
As I was listening to the praise we just gave it, I was like, damn, I feel like it should have been rated higher, but I think it's a solid
Dodge joint, man.
For sure.
Definitely.
All right, man, let's clap our hands now.
Clap your hands. Ooh.
So this is the Blind Alley sample.
Right. There we go. I was trying to remember. Yep.
Yeah, Blind. So that's been used by
Smooth Operator.
Big Daddy Kane. Yeah. Ain't No Half Steppin', right. Pink Cookies by LL.
There we go.
Mariah's Dream Lover.
There we go.
Tons of records have used this Blind Alley sample. Which is an amazing original record. Mm-hmm. As it's been a great sample. Absolutely. As well. So on here, I got more TV references. They talk NyQuil. They talking Jif Peanut Butter. They talking Miracle Whip. You know, just a lot more of the same on this record.
That's my biggest note. It's a lot more of the same. Beats cool. Nothing exceptional. They're not giving us... There's no new story. There's no, you know...
Or story at all.
Yeah, right. This isn't a new story from... You know, we had the Lucy record. Like, we haven't had another story since. It's just been like, you know, a lot of the same, but not as good as those, as Mike Checker, Jessamine, Beast Coast, you know, so.
A lot of word association, free thought shit, but we've heard it already and we've heard it done better.
Yeah. I thought it was one of the, like, the weaker joints, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you give it then?
7.
Give it a 7. Another 7. I gave it a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Give it 7.5. Okay. Short album. Even with 10 songs at that point, you know, 10 is a great number.
Before Illmatic, yeah.
Get right to it. But it's a short album. For that era, for that time, you know what I'm saying? But we are at the end of the album.
Especially when Dougie Fresh was giving you 22 tracks.
Yo, these guys was giving you 22-minute songs.
Chubb Rock's album was ridiculous, by the way.
Yo.
Why was that album so long?
It was a double album.
Without being a double album.
It was a single album.
Come on now.
Like, why you got that much studio time, bro?
Man.
Das Effects. Is the sewer the Das Effects Museum?
Straight from the sewer?
Is the actual sewer where their museum is located.
Oh, if that's what you meant.
If you go to the Dodge Museum, do you have to pick up the manhole cover?
Wow. They're not going to get a lot of... They got not a lot of traction in that museum, bro. You have to wear galoshes to go?
It ain't for everybody.
You have to wear galoshes to go?
You definitely got
to
wear galoshes. 40 B's.
Jesus Christ.
Coming straight from the sewer. Dodge Museum, though?
Straight from the sewer?
Yes.
No.
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 Wow.
No. I mean, I think they won the first 3 songs at a museum.
They won effects, Jessamine, and Mike Checker.
Yeah, I want to go straight from the sewer.
Okay. Straight from the sewer.
It's a favorite on the album.
It feels like a derivative of Mike Checker.
Absolutely. Which is ill because when you listen to it, it goes right back to Mike Checker.
Right.
So it's, you're right. Yeah. It's
It feels like they're cyclical. I kind of like the way they bookended the album with those two records because it feels, you know, like back then you had to put your tape on auto reverse or what have you. Right. But it just feels like once you get to that, you can go right back into Mike Checker, start it all over again, especially with it being such a short album.
Right.
I was on the fence about Mike Checker, about Straight from the Sewer being one of those ones for Das, though.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the criticism?
No, as far as it being like museum material.
Gotcha.
And I ended up saying with you, I ended up saying no, it's not. But it's a really solid joint and very reminiscent of what they did on Mike Checker. But they did it really well.
Yeah, I actually thought the album should have been called Straight from the Sewer.
It should have been.
Yeah.
It should have been. Because they were not serious about anything on this album.
Not serious. Like,
dead serious about what? Shitting on yourself?
These kids are shitting on themselves. We're not taking you seriously.
What are you dead serious about, bro?
Not dead serious about anything, actually. The opposite. That's actually hilarious.
For sure, for sure. They did have an album, Straight Up Suicide. Yep. They play with that title a few other times and a few other ways. But yeah, this is their whole stitch, right? It's the sewer. Mm-hmm. It's the underground. I don't know if that the sewer is a metaphor for them being from the underground.
That's how I took it.
Or what have you. But I said the drums on this album are hard, mostly.
Yeah.
And the drums on this record are hard.
Hard. I love it. Yeah.
I said the lyrics ain't really about shit on this one.
But the production is still
the production
tough.
Is A1. And for some reason, somehow... Much like Nori, right? Nori didn't really say a lot on a lot of records, but he oftentimes made really good records.
He knows how to make records.
Yeah, he made dope records.
Absolutely.
Different sound, different everything.
Yeah. I mean, Nelly, I mean, you could name a ton of artists like this. You know,
you're going to try to tell me Andale, E-I-E-I, and about nothing, sir?
Okay, I think we're at the end of this
Uh-oh,
episode. I think we're at the end of this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's been another Hard to Earn.
I'm a sucker for cornrows and manicure toes.
We'll catch you at the next live.
That's called a pedicure, sir. You know why nobody tapped him on the shoulder in the studio?
The next Hard to Earn.
Where was Keywon?
We'll not be in the sewer.
Where was Keywon?
We look forward to seeing you.
The last one was in the sewer. I'm a sucker for cornrows. All right, come on, let's get to this last joint. Straight out the sewer. Anything you want to say about it?
I think it's a quintessential Daz Effects record, man. Mm-hmm. Knox crazy, you know, again, you know, no consistent train of thought. It's all over the place. Wild references. It's kind of against a lot of the what we've been getting all album,
right.
But it just knocks. You know?
Yeah, but so, it knocks. Yeah, but it knocks. It was a video. It was a single. I remember they was like blowing up dolls and shit in the video. Yeah. I gave it a 9.
Give it a nine. Okay. I mean, I get it. 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there.
It's up there for you. Okay.
It's up
there. Yeah, that makes sense because you were considering it for the museum.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 8.5, 9. We did.
Dope joint, though, man. Shout out to Das Effects.
Yeah, it was good to go. It was good to go back, man. It took me back to my childhood, man.
You know,
30 years is a long time.
Very
man.
Long time ago. So much has changed.
So
many things are different.
Just with me.
Just a man.
So many things. We're actually men now, you know?
Yeah, we actually are men now. But yeah, man, it was a really dope debut album, and it was fun, man. Hip hop was so like everything was an experience.
And a discovery.
Yeah, everything was a discovery and experience. Like,
think about the biggest record, the biggest rap record that was out when this album came out was like Troy.
Crazy.
Like imagine like you're living in the first year of Troy.
Yo.
Come on, man.
We lived through that shit, bro. Crazy.
Nuts.
Crazy.
And like I said
on this episode a couple other times, the Chronic is right around the corner. Right, we are forever changed right at the end of this year. You know, as we go into 93,
right.
It's a whole
it's almost like thing. It's almost like 92 is like 2019 and then like 2020 goes.
Right.
And now
we're in that panoramic.
Yeah, like nothing. The world will never be the same. You know what I'm saying? What's the Chronic hit? So.
For sure. But shout out to Crazy Drazy. Shout out to Scoop Solid Scheme.
Who I actually saw at Barclays when KRS battled Big Daddy Kane. KRS brought out
Stun on Us.
They brought out Daz Effects, man. I lost it. Yeah. I hadn't seen Daz Effects in decades.
Did you say Wiggity Wow?
I don't know what I said. I just yelled like Wiggity Wow.
Alright man, listen, like, subscribe if you're watching this video on Spotify, if you're watching this on Vevo, wherever you check out videos, we appreciate you. Word. Like, subscribe, share with your people, leave us a comment, let us know how you feel about this episode. Word. And there's a new feature on Spotify where you can rate this episode. I want you to rate the album. I want you to tell us what you think about the album. What songs is 5, what songs is 10s, what songs
five
is whatever. And all
stars.
Of that. Alright, get to it and we'll be back for our next episode. In 2 weeks.
Deuces.
You heard us? 1.
Riggedy out.
Wiggedy why.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right!